Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. I'm Lila, here with Dean Val, and I'll be reading from his book, Your Dream Visions, by Duane, the great writer. And we'll be discussing it. If you would like to join in, please feel free to do so. The true purpose of the passing dream is a process for the real you to become aware of, first of all, where you are now and what else is possible besides just being unconscious to the whole of life. Of course, to the overly conditioned personal self, what I am referring to does not at all make sense. So when one comes across this knowledge of possibly other worlds and other dimensions, they usually scoff at this right away. And if they continue to do so, then they become fossilized into their matrix mind and no longer have free will of their own, but must continue to live in the effects of the dictates of their limited senses, causes, and primitive understanding of what they have come to believe is all that their life and the life itself can be. If we are to properly examine what I am referring to here, we would need a very powerful microscope to detect the existence of what seems so grand from the one-dimensional area of most humans compared to the whole of life, the all is. But what is taking place here is so unbelievably minute that it has its place and not really existing at all, so unbelievingly mute that it has no place and not existing at all. But of course, each one of us must first learn to identify the limitless of being in the physical body, along with the four other unseen bodies each of us carries. Our experience here are neither unseen bodies each of us carries. We have unseen bodies. Our experience here are neither good nor bad. Our experiences here are neither good or bad, but simply necessary to discover your real awareness. Dean Val, what do you say about that?
Well, it's interesting. He says overly conditioned. The public, the masses are overly conditioned, and that's, and I was one of them. I admit that. Even while I was in Ekankar, I was conditioned and to see reality in a certain way. So it takes, Duane talks about it takes a turn. It takes, you have to make a turn of some sort, you know, a huge turn actually to see this, what we're talking about. And I can see, because I was there, and I think most of us were there too, before we found out about what Duane was presenting. So it takes a little bit of a consideration, whatever you want to approach it with, but consider that there's more that you don't know than you know. And I would say, like Duane says, there's a lot more that you don't know than you know, a lot more. We're just so minute here in terms of, we think this reality is so big that it's just a speck in the whole of things. So consider that, and consider that there's more. Even yourself, you can be more expansive within your five bodies with your awareness. You can be a lot more aware than what you're taught, and that's why, you know, people scoff at the conspiracy theorists, because they're usually out there a little bit, you know. They may not have all the answers, but they're at least out there looking at possibilities, and they're seeing actual things that are going on. But the way things are set up, the controllers use the conspiracy theory idea, and people just scoff at the knowledge and information that's brought back by these other so-called conspiracy theorists. So expand, you know, take a chance, consider that there's more than that you don't know.
The mind wants to continue to sleep, but it is the body that is resting and researching the influence. Or the body may want to rest, but the mind cannot be shut off for the person to fall asleep. This is a type of conflict between the body and the conscious mind that wants to sleep. Thus, a dream vision is produced for one part of the individual to try and communicate with the other. The real you is always able to take control and recognize what is taking place when it has been trained to do so. So, if the body wants to relieve itself with the bodily functions, the real you may experience a running around in their dream vision, trying to find a place to do so. And if the person does not want to get up, then there will be no place found for the relief. And most people, because they have been trained and conditioned to use the proper restroom, they will hold themselves even to the point of pain if they cannot find one. Sometimes we have to go with what the Indians did, and that is use the great outdoors. In a young child, this may be different, because they know mommy is always there to clean up the mess. So for the most part, they will wet the bed and keep dreaming, because they do not have a vivid conditioned mind yet. From this simple dream, a person can see there is so much more for them than can be realized on the surface. The mind, body, and emotions all play a part in a person's makeup and have a life of their own, and they are able to produce a communication to the conscious self and try and get a response. Until we understand where we are and what we are doing here, each person that stays unaware of their real awareness must continue to recycle until they do wake up. From the millions of lifetimes that they have been asleep in what really is. And so the simple dream is where the situation is wholly external and outside of the conscious mind. It mainly deals with some sort of physical sensation or action. The basic human on this world relates more so to their outer situations and circumstances than they do to the internal workings of themselves, because for the most part, they do not really understand themselves, and if they do, they need help beyond what is considered professional remedies and cures from this world. Here again is where just having a definition of in the book does not necessarily equal a resolution, because the dreamer has no real education about their own vehicle and the functions of who we are. The next type of a complex dream or the idea and the creation is from something internal. This is where the desire for things becomes a part of ourselves, to where we take on the situations that go with the desires to have whatever it is that we want in our lives. It would seem to make sense to desire something and then add certain emotions to it. But then we always run into situations having to deal with what we wanted. When the person is bothered by something, mainly the idea of it is not always the thing itself, they will have dreams along the same lines, that of escape from the created environment. There are lessons to be learned from ourselves if we pay close attention, because we are the exact duplicate of the true reality, only on a smaller scale. This is why worshiping something does not make sense, even though a large majority of people would disagree, because we are our own creative beings. Here is one of the biggest psychological mishaps that has been created and can be a band-aid for a time, even lifetimes. But there will come the very moment when the person has had enough of the lower over-bombardment of deceptive tactics that have plagued mankind for centuries. The case here being the invention of something outside of each of us, yet it affects the internal most being of ourselves. And that is, first of all, the idea of something greater than ourselves and the supposed actuality, that is, something outside of ourselves that's greater. This scenario has perplexed humans for untold eons, because a certain few have deemed it to be so. You have an idea about that? Or, really, what I am referring to is the invented gods of man as a prime example, and how most unaware people have given themselves body, mind, and what they deem to be their own soul to something that has been purposely created outside of themselves as a deceptive ploy to actually control them in a misleading manner, as it is only evident that everything each of us do is from ourselves, because we are always the decision maker, even though we are constantly dealing with things which are not and ourselves, and also which are outside of ourselves. Here is where real lostness occurs. And events and situations seem to look normal, but at some point, being begin to change and go into another direction. What I am deciding here is the workings of this material realm and how the actuality of it is. Yet when a person cannot control their outer environment, they then many times have internal situations that become evident with their dream visions. A good example is this, of this is a person can have a perfectly good life going on for them, and they are an upstanding person in the community, as they prove this by attending their decided place or belief in or faith on a regular basis. But for some, when a loved one dies, they may become upset with their so-called creator. And why is it that he has let them? Why has it that this has happened to them? Here again is an inner conflict occurring because of an outer situation which has very little understanding attached to it and absolutely no real education at all.
Tim, do you have anything to comment?
Do you have some comments about
this?
Anyone?
Yeah.
Or Dean or someone?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I was just thinking about how Dwayne's saying that we created ourselves, and that it's like, how can the human mind relate to that? About, is it like an imagination? Because we don't seem to be able to, in this physical realm, create things like ourselves. It's like the invisible. It's like being blind, and you have to be able to see how you created yourself, or perceive, or whatever the word is.
It's so dense.
And then
here. Yeah. Go ahead.
And then so our human minds get all convinced by these controllers that there's a God that created us, because we don't see that we created ourselves. To hear that we created ourselves is something that is hard to understand from what we're used to having been told about how we were created, when we don't see how we created ourselves. It's just like, what is it that we know that others don't, or what is it that a person sees that other people don't see? And how can you relate if you see something that it would be benefit for everyone? How can you make them see that if they're not interested, or if they're like blind, some may see and others may not?
A challenge for all the real guides, every real guide that's been here, it's always been a challenge. And they got to work off what the consciousness of the times are. So right now, Dwayne is working off a lot here. There's a lot going on that has to be dealt with in terms of the controllers, you know, with their technology and their social engineering. They've got a lot of stronghold and foothold here with people. So it's a lot to offset. I was going to say also that he mentioned, Lila mentioned in a reading that one part of ourself tries to communicate to the other part. Well, we've seen like street people sometimes talking to themselves or talking to somebody, you know, invisible somebody. And I started doing that on the beach where I live here in Huntington Beach. You go out in the evening before bed and start talking, you know, to myself or to life, to something. I just started talking. And at first it was rather odd and uncomfortable, or it didn't seem real. But as I did it more and more, it started to make sense. There started to be, I don't know if you want to say a response, but there's more of a relationship now with my real awareness and my personal self, the five bodies. And that's just one technique. I know Dwayne mentioned he used to do that all the time too. He used to talk to himself, or he'd do introductory talks when he was in the corporation, and he practiced talking to the group before he went to the meeting. But he'd do a lot of talking. He doesn't do that as much because he has people in his household now, but when he was living alone there in Huntington Beach, he would talk, and also he would talk to Rebbe Zartars and Paul Twitchell and the other guides. But just being vocal, just vocally, you know, orally, out loud talking, it helps practice when you do talk to somebody else. You've already talked to the invisible part of themselves, or to whatever, you know, to life, or it's in a way, it's a good practice. And the other thing he said in the reading, we are the exact duplicate of the is. So that's kind of interesting too. So, and another thing he said before is that creation, all creation delusion, or it's not real. I mean, it's all infected. The whole, some parts of it are good, but the whole thing is actually, you know, well, you could say negative, but it's just an illusion. So we can play off of it, but if you look at it compared to the is, it's just a distortion. Everything in creation is a distortion. It's not real, but doesn't mean we negate it. We can use it, but it's still what it is, which is just it's not real, you know, compared to the isness, life is, it's nothing. It's like minute, like Lila said in the beginning, it's minute compared to this reality.
I am not saying that a person cannot or should not go through their own personal drama because of this. I am pointing to the idea and fad that when a person has a real education about what is really taking place with each one of us on this level, then they will show for sure that each of us must at some point pass from here so that we can do better for ourselves, and that there are no gods who are controlling any of the events in our lives unless we allowed it to be so. Here again, everything goes back to the decider and what each of us decide for ourselves. Both of my earthly parents have passed on into whatever situations they have deemed for themselves. And when they did, I had no grief because I knew they were perfectly fine with the choices that they have made for themselves. It is not my place to question what the next person does, no matter what they do. I may use their experience as examples and a comparison for myself and anyone else to make even a better choice. But no matter what happens, they're on their own journey. The reality of the situation as they were being my parents on this level is what I am experiencing, but the ideas here have nothing to do with my journey, and most of all, the whole of life. So an internal attitude or situation begins to occur and can last for decades and even lifetimes because of a lack of proper understanding and most of all, real guidance and real education. There is always more to what is seen on the surface to a person leaving this realm of experience. First and foremost, a person's choice is always first, unless they give away their choice to another who is also their right to do so. Then there are situations from their past that they have created, which they have forgotten about, and now the circumstances have come together to where the person must go with the effects of their causes. There is a huge blind spot for most people, as they have been taught that this is the only life there is for them. Of course, reality is always now, and it will continue to be so no matter what humans decide. The reality I am referring to has nothing to do with the material content of this world and the minds and bodies of those having experience here. It is the unseen reality that is everything that I am pointing out. This then becomes the evidence for each of us that what we deem to be so eventually does show up. So getting back to the internal situations that can become conflict is something that everyone must deal with until they can figure themselves out according to their real awareness. It is not anything bad, per se, that a person should worship and pray to something outside of themselves, such as their gods in the clouds, but that at some point in eternity, when they have outgrown all the invented ideas they have come to know here, they will look for something real. Until then, the conflicts and confusion and will just continue, and possibly forever. For those who are the new students and the new leaders, they have a great education that is always taking place. Whether they fully realize this or not, the human self is always be the last to know. And so one of the best things to practice is great patience with ourselves. As we continue to practice being now, we eventually see beyond what the eyes and mind are always observing. then at some point we have arrived and we are more than comfortable with ourselves because we are being now. Being now is the best real position to be with. But we also need the real guidance and the ongoing real education because there is no end to what is possible. Even though what we see in front of us will soon be gone, but all the people we know and do not know will always be somewhere, and they will be where they have a right to decide to be. So all is good now. When the real guides come into our lives, they lead us past our desires and creations into the fluidness of the all-light universes of real freedom. In the meantime, while we are here, it is best to pay attention to the nightly lessons. If a person is not a new student, then they should start up immediately and take the true completeness course so that they will not have to return here again unaware. All of us do a lot of our personal thinking in symbols during our awakened hours, as it is easier to attach ourselves to an image such as a person, place, or destination. This is one of the reasons most people cannot imagine the true reality. So they see the ultimate as an old man with a beard. Today it is basically the image of the saviors and saints, which have artistically been notified to fit the times. Because the idea of man being created in the same image as their God, it only stands to reason. While people use the human image as their God, being human-like. The original idea of man being in the same image is all about the real awareness. The real you, the new you, the you-tune, that which is real light. The old term is soul. The soul is now the unconscious entity controlled by the authoritarians and the gods of men. When soul meets the real guide and is given the real connection, soul then becomes new and more aware. Most of the religions have human imagery as their front to the public instead of directing them to the true reality the all is, which is an unimaginable beingness of all light and sound. The great reality is far beyond the mental imagery of the governor gods of the astral and the mental world. The great reality is far beyond the mental imagery of the governor gods of the astral and the mental world. Gods of the astral and the mental world. Because most people have decided upon a secondary image of the true reality, which is the space gods, these same people will stay for lifetimes with their decidedness and continue to worship and support something which cares little for them. because these gods of man have already proven themselves throughout human history, and to me, they do not seem that friendly at all. But the Christians think of Christ as their God, and the Buddhists look to the Buddha as their God. It is very obvious that these symbols, and it is the same with the new students and the real guides, they look to the new wave of Rebazar, Paul, Yabul, and all the others as their representatives of the all is, until they can perceive the is for themselves. This is a vast difference between the invented ideas of the church, which entails a belief, and to have faith in a God that one hopes is there. The great trinity of the church and most religions, orders, is belief, faith, and hope. These three ideas in the spiritual realms, which are the first three levels, the material world and the two heavens of man. The God believers have been told what their God is, and for the most part, it's all a mystery, and he is never seen. And so even if in a person's dream visions, they will not be experiencing who their God is. I have personally dealt with the God of man, the Kalaum, and I provide a fun adventure in book 4 of my adventurous series, The Adventures of Rebazar Taurus. First of all, the church and their paraded circus of rituals, which the Pope usually has, have no idea about the God they pray to. So how can they relate anything to their followers except the mystery idea? The history of the church is a bloodbath, but most people do a good job of pretending it isn't so. Then with the added ideas of belief, faith, and hope, what one has is a lot of invented and confirmed superstition along with mocked-up ritualistic ceremonies. Like really good actors playing their part, providing an authentic host, hoax that was endured. It has endured the test of time. On the other hand, is a real universe of guides who provide real freedom from all the drudgery and restrictions, along with the intimidation of the rep systems. These great beings have no history of destroying anything on this planet. They only provide a real benefit to those who will listen. Does anyone have anything to say about that? Tim?
That seems to be what we're trying to share is who will listen? How do you get a person's attention? What does life have to, what do the real guides have to do to get mankind's attention so that they will listen and see if what they're hearing makes sense? It seems like we're at that point, and here's Duane providing a lot of the hints and references, but that's what he's saying there, it seems like, is who will listen?
One of Dwayne's big projects was the all-solar research vessels, bigger than the Statue of Liberty, bigger than Disneyland. Idea was to help people, like, give them something to pay attention to, like something really outlandish or out there, huge. That's still ongoing, but there's even something bigger that he's working on right now to get people's attention. It's more of on a galactic level, but that's the idea, Tim. Yeah, it's just how do we get people's attention? And people are so far gone right now that it's going to take a lot, a big whatever. The all sort of research vessel is one thing, but it's even gone beyond that. That will be where the Nations United University will be housed initially in the physical, but as well as other things on board. But on a galactic level, there's even more things going on right now that will capture people's attention, and then they'll have a choice. Not everybody, even when things go really, when there's a huge awakening or disaster or, alien invasion or anything like that, even then people will still hold on to their religious beliefs or hunker in and whatever their idea is of where their security is. But some will, those are the ones that we're looking to, is like see if they will want to wake up, because a lot of people do, they are working with the environment. There's a lot of groups out there planting trees, and a lot of them have self-sufficient communities set up where they're living off the grid, and they're doing rather well. But even that, with the conditions of this world, it's not going to last but so long, because the controllers have the technology and the military to do whatever they want, pretty much. So it's just a matter of time when they're going to do it, when they're going to bring in the 5G or start doing funny things, to really clamp down on people. They have a lot of options. But those people that do sincerely want to wake up, they will be given the opportunity. And we'll see how many want to take that risk. It really takes a decision to want to wake up. The people really have to decide, and it's very interesting, that idea. It's the decision is beyond what you might think it is. It's really taking a risk, or it's really going beyond what you think, what you even can imagine. It's just deciding to see more. And you can start with something, whatever that is, and then life will come along and enhance it and work with you so you can see more. And you'll be surprised how much more there is to see, because our little imaginations can only go so far. But once you align yourself with this reality, it can take you, into the far, far reaches of the universe. But you have to make the decision. You can't just sit there passively and expect somebody to do something for you. You really have to make a decision. And whatever that is, that's the beauty, again, is like it's an individual, unique position. So no one's going to tell you what decision to make. And that's scary for people, because they're so used to being led around by the nose. But here we have the freedom to decide something. And once you do that, it can be at any level. But if you keep up with it, seeing the new you, listen to the guidance life gives you and the real guides give you, then it will expand to so to speak, or it will become such that you will not even, it's almost unbelievable where it can take you, because you have no idea that these things even exist, or the awareness that you have exists, even awareness that you have. But one must make the decision. That's the key. Decide on something, and then go, and then listen and do something, and then it'll work out. You'll see.
Real truth and real freedom is the greatest of all positions in the real universe. Whereas the church keeps people groveling on the earth to gods that no one can find. One of the reasons for the God mystery is simple. The church does not want their followers to know and experience who their gods really are. And so the symbols of their gods are looked to such as Jesus, who did not deal with the church nor profess any Christianity plan as that which exists today. Here is where the masses have locked to the creation and symbols of marketing ploy, which is a front used as a process to put people through. The actuality of life is sound and light, which is real truth, and can only be referenced on this level at this time with the new man is the new wave. The new man represents the written material, and there is no marketing ploy, nor is there any misrepresentation of all. The masses have been seduced to professionalize marketing ploy. It is more than demonstrated how the big pharmaceutical companies have taken over people's mind with the idea that drugs are better than natural cures and remedies. It can be so that certain medications do have their place, but not as an overall solution for what is natural on this planet. So with what is taking place with so much of the big business today, money becomes their symbol of success. With all that is taking place on this planet, who else it is that is providing an avenue to real truth? The religions and spiritual paths are supposed to be the panacea of knowledge and wisdom on this planet. But as we look to the real side and what the real guides want to be, we find so many of the old and traditional paths and faiths are lost in the astral world, and many of their masters and followers are taplined to the Kalum God. What is taking place with all of us here and on the many levels, all of us are spread across in a huge educational experience. The symbols that have been created since time began are part of the process to learn from. As a child starts by learning their ABCs, but there comes a point when we have gone through so much that it is time for a new beginning, when the all is provides what will become so. Then it is time for the new presentation to appear, in spite of what has already been created and agreed upon. And then becomes the uphill task of the person chosen by the All is and agreed upon by the real guides. Who will go out into this world and fossilize humans who are usually more interested in getting rid of anything, new ideas in some way? They appease their pleasure principle. Most people will take for granted what the new man is doing here and will usually mock and slander him, then pick it apart when he is presenting the new man. Presenting can be tested and shown to be authentic, but it is up to the person viewing him and the assortment of attitudes one has that always stands in the way at first, so one has to take their time with the new sessions. The new man is also a symbol of the psychic realms for those who want to go beyond the truths of others and their own limited truths. There are multitudes of symbols around all the time, and so much of it is tied to some sort of deception or ploy. The seal of the President of the United States is a symbol that is put before the viewing masses as an honorable certificate and is to signify the person holding the office. This was a noble idea set for the assured person holding the office. Those who support it, unfortunately, what the symbol is supposed to represent seems to have nothing to do with most of those who held the office, especially in the last century. Since the creation of the United States, the U.S. is definitely not the same. As I am laying this out here, I am merely reporting what is taking place here, because of what each person who is participating is really doing from the performances they are making to the public. The certain few, those who rule this world in a cunning and ruthless fashion, use many of the well-known symbols that have become a part of the human history as a means of their own ends. And I'm not interested in the welfare of others. Here is where your dream visions begin to show what is really taking place, but only according to what each person can handle and deal with themselves. Many times those people who are right next to the deceptors, for the most part, cannot at all see what is taking place right in front of them. Sad to say, this is a huge epidemic today. But on a more real and positive note, the real guides teach the new student how to deal with every situation and turn it creatively to their advantage. For those who are more aware, there is taking place it becomes a challenge to be dealt with. The way I see it, the worse this world gets, the more focused upon the all is I become, as I have set this into motion as an automatic direction for myself. Most people will stay with their fears and unknowingness for what is really taking place behind the scenes here. A certain few who rule this planet do not reset, as they have thousands, even millions of people around the globe family they're supporting. This is the reason I use Durwood, Gerald, and Crone all the time in my adventures, because they are part of the same alliance as a certain few. It would not seem so on the surface, but the symbols that they're using, which are set into motion by Paul, no longer have the same value, as they are deceiving their followers, as is the pleasant religious and political systems. With all their symbols, the American flag is a huge symbol for hundreds of millions of people, as most of them were taken with the emotional attachment to what they see as the flag, which represents the United States. None of these things, and so many more ideas, are not good or bad, as they are. They're what each person decides for themselves to agree on. But it cannot be so that just because a person agrees to what the American flag or the president represents, that it is true. So we can have these symbols and ideas all around us, and we can play among them as we are trying to survive in this world, and all those who are not interested in the real truth. As always, there is some kind of conflict going on in this planet. As it is, now date October 2011. The present political system has been put thousands of Americans and the troops into various countries, which is publicized as necessary, but actually are part of a continuous takeover with a certain few. This is the reason so many people are upset with all the wars that they have gone on, especially since Vietnam, as an example, because they know within themselves a conspiracy is taking place, but they cannot always put their finger on it, because at the same time they want to be loyal Americans and trust what the President and the Congress are telling them. So with many Americans and the rest of this world, there are a huge confusion within themselves, which in turn creates all kinds of strange dreams, which most people do not pay any attention to. The confusion of the masses is purposely done, and it would seem that just the opposite should be so. But to actually tell them the truth, to speak to the oncoming and onlooking public, would put the certain few in a huge jeopardy, as they are trying every which way to steal all that they can from everyone. This is where the process of the real education is very important, as opposed to just dream symbolism from those who know nothing about the all is and the real guides, for one to simply figure out the meaning of their dream vision is a first step. As one of the boys may show a person that there is far more beyond what their life is at the present time, from the experiences that they had on the real side. But will they dare to explore the unknown? What do you think?
Well, what do you think, Tim? Are you there, Tim?
Yeah.
Did you put you to sleep. This is Lila's bedtime story, so you're probably dozing off.
Oh, I was just saying that I had a dream experience last night about the impersonal. I guess that means not personal. It's hard to look at the big new cell towers or whatever they are called, because I noticed them going up here in this small town, Grants Pass, Oregon, really fast, the changes that they're putting up these towers and from what I'm becoming aware of, the effects if they turn them on real high power, they can really mess up people up. And then we get into this mind control stuff too. They seem to be the controllers of the earth are moving very fast from what I'm observing in this small town. It's almost amazing. And then you think about these people that are doing the construction, putting them up and stuff. It's right in front of their eyes. And maybe they don't hear about anything but beneficial things for what they're doing, what they're being told or something. And they just seem to think, well, they're doing something good, I guess, by putting these microwave or whatever they are, radiation producing things up all around that it just seems like they're very fast. And if they are going to be having powers to control the human mind, that there's only so much time, it seems like, in this passing dream at the present, the right now, this opportunity of the new presentation being revealed and for people to have a chance at this time, if they're ready, to not have to keep coming back into worse conditions and reincarnate on this planet with filthy air and filthy water and filthy food and deformed bodies. And so this is a real opportunity that we're trying to share, that what Dwayne's providing as a real guide and his references that he's giving for people to earn their way into the real universes and not have to come back into these psych realms anymore. But anyway, what I'm seeing is it just seems like they're the world controllers, the brutalitarians that don't seem to care about anybody but themselves, are moving very fast in what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's a lot of people have these gag orders too, and the different systems like sciences and like weathermen, even academia, the medical profession, they're all told from up above, you know, don't say anything. Once somebody starts thinking about whistleblowing or doing something funny, the upper people will get rid of them in some way, or fire them, or threaten their families or their own lives. And so they have tremendous control over all the systems of the world. So, these towers are going up without any so-called health, studies. They're just, there's no voting on it from people. They're implementing them you know, outright like a dictatorship, pretty much. So we are near the end here. We're just about an hour here, Lila. Maybe I can tell the audience that we do have Mary Rodwell on next week. She's a UFOologist. She's very well known in the UFO circles. She's documented and talked to a lot of people that have had close encounters. She's written books on different alien species. We're going to have Claudia on next week too, hopefully. And Claudia has updates on the Orion Queen and the Orions and the Sirians and what they're doing. So it should be a good show next week. Show should be on at 9 instead of 8 because of just people's schedules. So do you have anything, Lila, to finish up the show?
Well, here again is the literal matrix and how it holds most people to so many strange dimensions that must have become familiar, but are actually creations that are moving and nothing to do with survival, but more so a person's demise. And at the same time, look to be so good and authentic. It's learning to see through the actuality of the events and the intentions taking place here. It would be like any of us attending a class in school, and while the teacher is giving the lesson, there are things taking place outside that may become a distraction. It is okay to note what is taking place, but to get up and be pulled from one's focus then becomes another position and issue. This is what has happened on the earth with all the overcreativeness taking place that has little or no reference to what is real. People have become overly confused and at the same time have agreed to it so much that it has become their lifestyle. The reason for what is taking place here is that most people have no real comparison to compare it to. They do have what they came into this world with, and that there is this body, and they are given something to wear, and from there they were raised by people who loved them, as an example. Then they finally became educated and went out into this world and decided their own position with the awareness that they have. They have then joined with everyone else who has raised basically the same, and voila, the world of today appears as it is. There is no so-called mystery to any of this, except for the mystery that most people have accepted to supposedly be so-so, simply the life is always with each of us, and it always works best for everyone and everything that already is. Dream symbolism has been observed through the ages. And most certainly, where there is a crisis of some kind, the Bible, which is about the most famous book on earth, has many stories about the interpretation of dreams and their symbols. One of the better known historical people is Joseph, who is labeled as King of Dreams. Joseph had developed the insight to recognize a person's dreams because he was taught by the best. And a lifetime that he came into by his body was when he was ready to do his part for mankind. Of course, just like any of us who are here, they'll bring something wonderful. We're always dealing with the mind who like to jest and criticize about the other worldliness that supposedly exists besides this one. The world religions still have not got their act together about a greater understanding of life, and all the confined conditioning they have enacted, and they take control over, and they really never will, because they are more interested in compelling with each other to see who is number one. It is the world religions who have created all the dissension and discrimination among so many people on this planet. It is true that some people will experience the saints and saviors in their dreams, but something, it is an entity from the astral world playing tricks on the naive humans who can easily be focused and fooled, as they have been the rep systems for eons and lifetimes, a whole lot bigger than anything taking place here. And so to grasp even a small part of one's dreams takes a lifetime. The God believers stand on the earth and look to the skies for a sign, while still having no real ability to explore, because they are taught to follow the dictates of their headmasters and the regulations that they lay down. And so this is where their overdeveloped sensor opens and goes to work and blocks out what the real experiences they try to come through from their conscious mind. This whole scenario of procedure for a real experience to occur can be recognized to one is no different from a person trying to get across the border of another country without proper identifying itself. Once a person has been regimented into a certain direction and course of their life, they will have to deal with themselves and their lostness. This is where the first several years of being raised by one's parents has many times dictated the outcome of one's life. Most parents will play it safe by doing whatever else that anyone else does. The outcome is eventual confusion for the offspring, and that person must eventually seek out their own real guidance. So, the material worlds are a huge psychological melting pot of extreme experiences, which can be very dangerous to the fragile consciousness of the unaware humans. There are so many artificial fronts that has been created from the ancient documents of belief in faith and hope. These three ideas are used in everything, including TV commercials that like to advertise unknowingly whether God's belief, faith, and hope are tied to the space gods, who are the domain controllers. They do not want people to get past their encased realms of glittery glamour. This place is a big test for all who are involved, but it can easily be resolved when one is willing to pay attention to the real guidance. When the real guides come along and give a person real experiences, starting with their dream visions, a sudden difference begins to occur in the real awareness of the individual almost immediately. When I give people or groups the new sound, the new you, and they test it, especially those who are already using the Aum or Om, which is the world of the space gods, they begin to experience the difference. The Om or Aum and words like Amen that have the ah sound to them and are a direct connection to the mental gods who rule mankind. When people are having a conversation together, it's interesting to notice how many times people pause while they are thinking and say, Om. It is the similar sound one makes when the doctor puts the tongue depressor on one's mouth. For most conception of something becomes their reality. But in fact, a conception is merely a temporary creation. And so it is with the gods of man, for they will be replaced someday. And with that, until next time, sweet dreams, and we'll see you next Thursday with our wonderful guests, which will be very exciting to listen to. Hope you can join us. Good night. Sweet dreams.